There's a lot going on across the political landscape. We've got a packed field of Democrats running for governor of New York, and Democrats in D.C. are pushing a massive social spending bill. So that means it's time to take the temperature of New Yorkers, and to do that, we're breaking down the latest poll results from the Siena College Research Institute with the help of Siena pollster Steve Greenberg. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Great to be with you, David.
So why don't we start our conversation by checking in with how New Yorkers feel about Governor Kathy Hochul after about 3+ months on the job as governor?
Well, not a lot of change over the last month or 6 weeks since our last poll. Right now, 42% of New Yorkers say they have a favorable view of Kathy Hochul, 28% an unfavorable view, so above water by 14 points. But still, 30% of New Yorkers have either never heard of Kathy Hochul or don't know enough about her to have an opinion. In terms of the job she's doing, right now, 42% give her a positive job performance rating, 46% give her a negative job performance rating, underwater by 4 points. Last month, it was 43-45, so underwater by 2 points. So not a lot of movement in her favorability or job performance rating. Over the last month and a half, voters are still learning about her and who she is and what she wants to do for New York.
Because of the partisan nature of politics today, do you think, for example, her favorable and unfavorable ratings have certain ceilings and certain basement numbers kind of baked into this just because of how people are so partisan these days?
I think there's no question about that. I mean, look, when we look at Hochul, right now among Democrats, favorability rating is 57-18. Very strong. Still, a quarter of Democrats don't know enough about her to have an opinion. But among Republicans, 23 favorable, 51% unfavorable. Independents, they come between Democrats and Republicans. So right now, among independents, Hochul has a 34-30. Percent favorability rating.
So I want to turn to the Democratic primary for governor. But before we start talking about the horse race that you guys polled, I want to hone in on something you talked about with regards to Kathy Hochul, which is that the percent of New Yorkers who don't have an opinion or feel like they don't know enough about her, and how that applies to the rest of the Democratic field. Does this seem, at least among the contenders who have emerged so far, like New Yorkers, Democrats in particular, have any idea who these potential candidates are?
Well, as I said, Kathy Hochul has a 57-18% favorability rating among Democrats. About a quarter of Democrats still don't know enough about her to have an opinion. James, virtually the same, 56-18. Jumaane Williams, unknown to about half of Democrats. Tom Suozzi, unknown to more than 60% of Democrats. Interestingly, the best-known candidate is not the one who's in the race yet, but the soon-to-be former mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who's formed an exploratory committee but has not announced whether he's running or not, he's the most known among all voters and among Democrats, but not in a good way.
Right.
Among just Democrats, only 37% viewed de Blasio favorably. 50% of Democrats have an unfavorable view of de Blasio. So, yeah, all of these candidates have their work cut out for them in a short period of time, 6 months till the primary. But again, this is an unusual circumstance because we have a pool of candidates, none of whom are particularly well known to the voters of the state in the same way that Andrew Cuomo was well known to the voters of the state in 2010. Elliot Spitzer was well known to the voters of the state in 2006. We don't have a situation like that this year. We do have an incumbent governor in Kathy Hochul, but she's still in the process of introducing herself to the voters of this state.
Well, let's turn to that Democratic primary and the snapshot that you gave us of the electorate and how they would break if they decided to vote right now. And to remind voters, this is registered voters, so not necessarily likely Democratic primary voters, safe to say, right?
Exactly. That's a key point. These are registered voters. We will look at likely Democratic primary voters when it gets closer to the primary and when we know exactly what the field is going to look like. So, I mean, until we know what the field is going to look like, it's hard to try and identify those likely Democratic primary voters. But right now, despite the fact that Hochul and James have virtually the same favorability rating among Democrats. Right now, 38% of Democrats say they would go with Kathy Hochul. 18% say they would go with Tish James. 10% with Jemani Williams, the New York City public advocate. And de Blasio and Congressman Tom Suozzi from Long Island each get 6% of the vote. Still, about a quarter of Democrats say they don't know, which, again, this early in the campaign with this field of candidates, not particularly surprising.
I don't think it's surprising as well that if you look at the breakdown of the electorate, Kathy Hochul is winning 55% of the Democratic vote upstate. But what I thought was interesting is the breakdown of the Democratic vote in New York City, where I think about half the electorate, if not more, is going to come from. Can you talk a little bit about the breakdown there and who's leading in the race from New York City?
Sure. Right now, we've got a tie at the top, but really a three-way race going on in New York City at the moment. Right now, Kathy Hochul has the support of 27% of New York City Democrats. Tish James in second place, but close with 22%. And not far behind her, Jemani Williams has the support of 17%. Interestingly, the mayor, the current mayor of New York City, has the support of 7% of New York City Democrats, and Tom Suozzi, 5%.
Are there any other demographic groups that seem to be breaking strongly one way or another in this race?
Well, certainly if we look at it by race, we see that it is the one demographic group that Tish James is leading among in terms of Black voters. She has the support of 33% of Black voters compared to 17% for Williams, 15% for Hochul, and 12% for de Blasio. But among white voters, Hochul has a commanding lead, 47% right now, with James in second place at 14%.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with Siena College Research Institute pollster Steve Greenberg. So in October, Andrew Cuomo was getting 17 points in a primary between him, de Blasio, Hochul, Tish James, and Jemani Williams. He was not included in this most recent candidate free-for-all. Any sense of where his supporters gravitated to?
They tended to go, if we compare the last poll to this poll, with Cuomo coming out, Suozzi going in, he took a piece of the Cuomo, but so did Hochul and so did James. Williams picked up 3 points from the last poll. James picked up 4 points from the last poll, and Hochul picked up 5 points from the last poll. So you put those together with the 6 that went to Suozzi, and they're sort of across the board.
And while we've been talking about Andrew Cuomo quite a bit here, and he really hovers over everything that goes on in Albany, I don't believe his name actually appears in this poll. How big of a change is that for Siena? And do you imagine potentially asking questions about Andrew Cuomo in the future?
Well, this is the first time in over a decade that the words Andrew Cuomo weren't in a New York State statewide survey. But that said, you know, when people are in the news, we will certainly keep an eye out. And I mean, Cuomo has $18 million or had $18 million in his campaign account as of July. That's a lot of money that he can use for many different purposes. And as we know, he has not ruled out running for office in the future. So we do not rule out the possibility of including him in future polls or not including him in future polls.
Turning to some issues, I want to talk about the Build Back Better Act, a legislation that's passed the House of Representatives and still needs to be approved by the U.S. Senate if it's going to become law. How do New Yorkers feel about this massive social spending bill? And how do their feelings about the bill broadly compare to their feelings about, say, the different components of this bill?
Well, that's the interesting part, David, is overall, when we said to voters, do you support or oppose the Build Back Better Act? It has strong support in New York. 52% of New Yorkers support it, 28% oppose it. Huge partisan divide. 70% of Democrats support it, 60% of Republicans oppose it, and independents, again in the middle, support it by a narrower 42 to 33% margin. But we asked about six specific components within the Build Back Better Act. And on all six of those, the support among New York voters is anywhere from huge to huger. And on those six components, Republicans strongly support three of them. They support another one. They're split on one, and they only oppose one of them. So what's interesting is while they say, Republicans, that they oppose overwhelmingly, better than 2-1, the Build Back Better Act, when we ask them about six pieces that are in there, they strongly support three of them. They support another, and they're split on one and only oppose one aspect of the Build Back Better Act.
And finally, turning to the legislation closer to home in Albany, you asked voters about the upcoming legislative session and which of the issues you think should be the top priority. You gave them a list of, I think, six or seven and offered a chance for them to suggest, you know, something else as well. Where do voters think that lawmakers and Governor Hochul should be spending their time in the upcoming 6 months?
Well, the top two issues clearly are fighting crime and creating economic opportunity for New Yorkers. 26% of New Yorkers say that fighting crime is their top priority. 26% say that creating economic opportunity is their top priority. We also have voters their second top priority. So when we combine those two, we have 49% of New Yorkers, nearly half, saying that creating economic opportunity is one of their top two priorities. 43% say fighting crime is one of their top two priorities. Managing the pandemic came in third. 18% say it's their top priority.
Oh, that old thing? The pandemic?
The pandemic that we've been dealing with for nearly 2 years. Yeah. 18% say it's their top priority. 37%, so a little more than a third, say it's one of their two top priorities. And then three other issues finished far below those top three. Those three issues were ensuring that New York public schools teach appropriate curriculum. 8% of voters said that's their top priority. Addressing racial inequality issues, 8% said that was their top priority. And working to ensure clean water and air for all New Yorkers was the top priority of only 5% of New Yorkers.
I have to imagine that the economic opportunity or some variation of that answer is a recurring top choice among New Yorkers whenever you ask this question. But is the fighting crime or some variation of that a top choice normally when you ask New Yorkers about that? Or is it even a choice that you've traditionally offered in the past?
Well, it's a cyclical, you know, there are certain issues that are cyclical, that rise to the top or rise higher in voters' minds as a priority for what they want government working on. And sometimes they slip. Crime had been very low because crime rates had been going down for nearly two decades or more. So crime really wasn't an issue in the front of voters' minds over the last 10, 20 years. It clearly has risen up over the last couple of years. Education is an issue that often bubbles up to top or near top, not at the moment, not given the pandemic and not given the state of the economy. And clearly, you know, New Yorkers, a large portion of New Yorkers are concerned about the economy, particularly as we look at inflation and how that's affecting both the national economy and voters' personal finances.
Well, on that note, we're going to have to end it. We've been speaking with Siena College Research Institute pollster Steve Greenberg. Steve, thank you so much for making the time. And when do you think we'll get to have you on again? Will we have a poll back in the field after the budget or the State of the State address?
Oh, I'm sure we will be out sometime in January, date to be determined. But yes, you know, Governor Hochul will give us a traditional State of the State address in the Assembly Chamber in that first Wednesday in January. We'll have a budget in the middle of January, and we'll certainly be asking voters how they feel about Governor Hochul's proposals and her budget.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, David.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.